Mr. Jim Reed with the Office of Emergency Management of the Pikes Peak Region. Jim, welcome back to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Well, thanks for having me. It's awful dark out here at 5:30 already, isn't it?
It is, and I want to say evening, but I looked it up. I went to the Google machine, and it says evening actually officially starts at 6 o'clock. So I'm still supposed to say good afternoon, huh?
Okay, well, we'll take it. It doesn't matter, right?
Sunshine or not. How about let's just get rid of daylight savings time? Why do we even do that anymore?
I think it's one of those, sacred cows that we've done forever and we don't want to change. So.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Jim, you know, we're getting ready to move through the holiday season. A lot to think about and, you know, want to keep ourselves and our loved ones prepared for an emergency. You're here to talk about holiday readiness.
Yes, let's talk a little bit about that. I think situational awareness is really important. You know what's going on around you. And I think one of the first things people should do is sign up for what they call Peak Alert, PEAKALERTS.org. That's how you can receive emergency notifications for your location, where you're at. If you download the Everbridge app, that also gets you notifications anywhere in the country where the system is used. So even if you're traveling, you'll be informed. I think that's really important to understand the situation. Have that situational awareness.
Yeah, that alert will include weather, natural disasters, other kinds of problems that may be happening back at home and where you are?
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
Okay, and that leads us then to talking about travel safety, because this year, obviously, this time of year, a big time for people to be traveling.
Well, and this is huge. I mean, I would keep your gathering small. I would certainly limit the number of households that you mingle with. Keep in mind, you're not sure where they've been, and you certainly want to talk to them. I would wear a mask. I'd make sure anything you touch or anything they touch is clean. I'd follow the public health guidelines. That's really important. They say no more than 10 people from no more than two households. And if you plan to travel, don't forget to pack that emergency kit. That's important as well. And anything for the roadside issues is good to have, especially with the weather. You know, here in Colorado, just give it a minute, it'll change, right? And if
yep.
you get stuck in your car, you want to make sure you have what you need. The other thing I think a lot of people miss, too, and I think this is important, is maintain your car. Check your car in advance and make sure everything is okay.
Yeah, tires and brakes, especially this time of year, and windshield wipers. Heavens, make sure your wiper fluid is full and that it's the kind that de-ices. Make sure your windshield wiper blades themselves are new, especially heading into this time of year. Back to the preparedness guide for one quick moment. You can get the full list of what should be in that kit, among other guidance, is at PPROEM.com. That's PPROEM.com. Jim, as always, a ton to talk about. Finally, safety at home.
Well, let's talk about that. We go over this every year, and I hope, you know, it does sink in for some, but some people do miss it. Candles. Aren't they beautiful? Don't they smell good? Yeah, they are, but they're also very dangerous. You know, keep them at least a foot away from anything that's flammable. Never leave candles unattended. As fire marshal, I investigated many fires that were started by candles. If you need to have the candle, use an electric candle with a battery. They flicker and they're a lot safer. Holiday lights, you know, unplug those things when you go to bed. Don't leave them plugged in. Trees, make sure they're watered and they have that they're not dry, or if you have an artificial tree, that's good. If you're going to fry a turkey, now, gentlemen, I want you to all pay attention here. Read the directions. It's something I don't do very often, but if you're going to fry a turkey, read the directions.
Yeah, that's incredibly important. And do not fry a turkey over a wooden surface, because you're dealing with an open flame, hot oil,
yep.
Especially if you're on wood or something, you can soak up that oil and then the flame catches, especially if something boils over because you have not followed the directions and you've put something completely frozen into the oil. Not a good idea. So that's where we want people to be really careful. Jim Reed, Regional Director of the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management, as always, We appreciate your sage wisdom and advice here and your visits to KRDO's Afternoon News.
All right, Ted. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.